Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you again for joining me today for this afternoon lunch and learn on Empowered Entrepreneur with Altavice Pelzer. I'm your host, Altavice Pelzer. Welcome. Welcome. For those of you listening for the first time, welcome. For those who are those of you who are returning, thank you for coming back and listening. I wanted to do today, I wanted to do part two of our Are You Ready topic. I did a lot of feedback yesterday from the Are You Ready show that we had. A lot of questions came up, a lot of ideas, information was being thrown around. So I did want to do a part two. And for the part two of being ready, I wanted to go over what it is to have real goals. Yes, everybody wants to have their pie in the sky dreams and their ultimate goals, but what is it to have real goals, obtainable goals? So, again, I thank you for joining me today on the Empowered Entrepreneur, on the PWE Empowerment Radio Show. There's all that information at the end. If you want to ask any questions, you can always inbox me on Facebook. You can leave a comment, and I'll ask it on air, whatever you like, because, of course, this show is to empower you, the entrepreneur, be it male, female, or youth at this point. This is what the show is all about. So let's dig right into our topic. Are you really ready? Yesterday we discussed some things regarding time management and understanding yourself, understanding your strengths and your weaknesses in order for you to be a better entrepreneur. Because knowing your strengths and weaknesses, knowing your skill set when it comes to time management can greatly increase your productivity as an entrepreneur. But that was yesterday. And for you to hear all that, go listen to yesterday's episode. Today, I wanted to talk about real goals. We are taught and encouraged in school to learn what the things that we need, quote unquote, to know in order to graduate. We are taught by inspirational speakers, motivational speakers, coaches, to dream big and to go after your dreams. But what is a real attainable goal? For me, I consider an attainable goal, a real goal, is something that I can get to. I can make it happen. It may take a little bit more or a little bit less of what I'm normally used to. A lot more times it'll take more, but it's attainable. If you have all of these goals that are not within reach, then you set yourself, you definitely set yourself up for failure. So what is an attainable goal? For instance, for someone who does blog posts, an attainable goal is, say, that you'll do one blog post per week or two blog posts per week. That's attainable, especially if you have a full-time job, you have a family going on, other commitments. That's where, of course, that time management and your limitations and strengths comes in as well. But that is an attainable goal. A non-attainable goal is saying that you will have 3 million views for your blog and you're not even committed to writing at least one blog a week. That's not attainable. Why? Because you're not being consistent. Again, time management, knowing your strengths and weaknesses, it all plays a very big part in it. But knowing your goals, setting attainable goals for yourself, for your business, your brand, attainable goals for your personal life as well. Because if your personal life is not into a regular flow, if there's confusion in your personal life, confusion in your home, it a lot of times will filter into your business. It will filter into your brand. There is no one who goes through a difficult time at home and gets to work and is 100%. Something takes a hit. So these attainable goals need to be not only for your business, not only for your brand, but also your personal life as well. You need to have attainable goals for your children, attainable goals for yourself. If you want to go back to school, an attainable goal is to say, I can go back to school part-time because I'm working full-time and I'm starting a business. I can take online classes if that works better, or I can take night classes or weekend classes. That's an attainable goal. But saying that you're going to quit your job and go back to school and not have an income coming in, not really attainable unless you have something else put in place. So attainable goals are you have a plan of action to complete that is realistic. Yes, we want to reach for the stars. We want to reach for the moon. Yes, we want to go as far as we can. But it, your end result can be that reach for the stars, that end goal. But your attainable goals, your weekly goals, your monthly goals, to get you to that point, they have to be something tangible, something you can put your hand on. Because if you do not see yourself reaching your goals, you will become discouraged. You will quit. Finish your book. You will not become a motivational speaker. You will not follow your dreams. You will not be that encouragement to the people who are watching you, because there are always people watching you. Always. Whether you like it or not, there are always people watching you. Looking to see not only if you're going to fail, but also to see if you're going to have victory. So it's very important. And you may not see yourself as a role model. You may not see yourself as a motivational speaker, as a coach, but there are those who will look up to you. For example, over the last year, I should say, I've become a lot more focused on getting myself in shape. Not about being skinny, it's just about being healthy. I take no medications for anything. I don't have to have, I'm not getting tests run on a regular basis for anything. I'm not walking around like a zombie. Nowadays you have people who are taking pills for the side effects of other pills. I don't want that for my life. So that's something I don't want for my life. That's my, you know, pie in the sky dream is, you know, to, of course, live till 95, 100, be able to still dance with my great-great-grandchildren or my great-grandchildren. I don't know at that point. I don't want any of my kids to have kids. No parent does. Well, until you get older. But I want to be able to function on my own. I want to be able to move and do things on my own and not have to be confined because of my poor health choices. So I made the conscious decision that I am going to become healthier. There was nothing wrong with my health. I was still pretty good. My weight was pretty high. I was 188. I'm down to 162. But I still wanted to be the best that I could be. So my attainable goal was not so much losing however many pounds, but just feeling better about myself, losing the inches, going down sizes in my clothes, which I have done. I've gone from a 14, but I had attainable goals. I changed my eating habits. I have more fruit and vegetables in my diet. I'm drinking more water. Those were attainable goals that I could do to reach my ultimate goal. And I've been posting on social media my weight loss journey and the things that I've done and things that I am doing. And I get a response from people because there's always people watching. And your short attainable goals will help you stay on track, stay focused, become that encouragement for someone else. So this is what I want you to do. When it comes to your business, I want you to take out a sheet of paper, get a pen, pencil, crayon, marker, whatever you can to write it down. And I want you to just think about this week. Don't think about next month. Don't think about the end of the year, because the end of the year is coming faster than you know it. But think about just this week. What are three things you would like to accomplish this week? Attainable things. So doing your blog post, that can be one. Reaching out to three clients, that could be another. Doing something different with your social media pages, creating a video to encourage people or to tell people about the product that you're selling or about your business. Think of three things that can ultimately get you closer to your end result. But they have to be attainable things. Say you can do a blog post and you know that you work three full-time jobs. You got kids, a husband, a dog, a cat, a turtle, and a fish. You don't have the time to breathe, let alone try to get a blog post out. Although there are ways to do it, which I'll go over in a moment. But is that truly an attainable goal for you? What can you do comfortably? Again, it goes back to knowing yourself. What can you do comfortably? Three things. Expand your business, expand your brand this week. For instance, mine is I'm doing my blog post. Of course, I'm doing the radio show. I did that yesterday and today. I'm doing my blog post. I'm sharing the radio show and my blog all throughout social media and all the different pages, connecting with different people. Those are my attainable goals, and I've been doing really well. But what are your attainable goals? What can you set into place for this week? Remember, don't think about the end of the year, even though the end of the year is coming very quickly. Think about what you can complete this week that will get you closer to your end result. Write down those three things. Second, write down three people that will hold you accountable. Now, don't get your baby cousin Rashida if baby cousin Rashida is not going to get in your face when you don't get something done. You need real individuals, people who are going to tell you what you're doing, what you're not doing, and snap you back into place when you've gotten a little off track. You need real people to inspire you, to brainstorm with, to collaborate with, to explain why you're a roadblock, why you've stopped, why you don't want to do your book anymore, why you don't want to reach out to people, why you're no longer encouraged to speak to the youth. You need accountability people, accountability partners that can hold you responsible for the things that you say that you're going to do this week. Again, we're just working on this week. So first, we have our three things that we're going to accomplish this week to move our business or our brand. Don't make it too difficult. You can start off small. You can start off with little things. Do what you are comfortable doing, what you can do within yourself. That's three items, three things. The second thing, you need three accountability partners. Why do I say you need three? Each person in your life is an individual. Each person in your life will have their own opinion. They will have their own ideas, and they will have their own quirks about themselves that can be helpful to you. You may talk to one person who encourages you to do something. Yes, go for it. You may talk to the person who says, is that something you really want to do because of X, Y, and Z? You'll have different perspectives when you have more than one accountability partner. Now, you need to have at least one really strong accountability partner, someone who will hold you to everything you say and won't let go. Person will be there to make sure that you're completing your tasks. That person will be there to make sure that you don't get discouraged, that you don't run away, because we do have a lot of people who will run away from a task for whatever the reason, who will turn away, run away, not want to be bothered anymore, and it happens very often, very quickly. But you have to stay at this. So that's your accountability partners, things you're going to do this week. The last thing I want you to do is I want you to get some words of inspiration and put it on your wall. Put it on your fridge. Put it on your front door. You need something that you can see physically every day, be it a picture, be it a quote, be it someone you admire that you want to meet when it comes to business, be it somebody you would like to collaborate with. This is your pie in the sky dream. If you want, you can have that up there. If you want this billion-dollar business, then guess what? That's what you need to have somewhere in plain view that you can see. With you seeing it on a regular basis, you'll start to believe it. It'll be a part of who you are. It'll be something that you see on a regular basis. So on my wall, I have something that says, believe in your success. And it's something that's over in my little area, my little, I guess you can call it my office area, that gets attacked every once and again. But in my office area, that's what it says. On my doors in my home, I have scriptures. On my walls upstairs in the hallway, I have scriptures and things that, when you're walking by, you can do a quick glance, and it's something that'll uplift you. It'll something that'll brighten your spirit, brighten your day, because you need things that are going to keep encouraging you. You need things that are going to keep you going. There's already enough out in the world going to come against you that's going to make you feel like you can't accomplish your dreams. It's going to make you feel like you can't accomplish your goals. You can't reach them. They're not realistic goals. There's so many things that will come against you, that from day to day, you can get further and further away from your goals instead of getting closer to them. You can move in the opposite direction from what you started and end up being further away from your goals instead of closer to your goals. And that's not something that you really want to deal with. That's not something that you want to get you off track. Because, again, you have the ability. You took this opportunity, decided in your heart, you decided in your mind that you were going to do this, that this was not just a pie-in-the-sky dream, that you were going to grab hold of it, you were going to take it under your arm as if it was a football and run with it. Well, we can't get halfway and think we can throw the ball and just walk away. We got some things to do. So get your quote, get your things up on your wall. What are you looking at on a regular basis? Who are you talking to on a regular basis? And what are you doing? Those are the things, those three things are what you've written down on your paper. Who are you talking to? What are you looking at? And what are you doing? That's something that I want you to think about each and every week as you get closer and closer to the end of the year. You'll be able to turn around and look and say, I've accomplished so much. What are you doing? Right? And what are you seeing? Who are you talking to? What are you doing? And what are you seeing? Those three things are very important. Very important. Once again, I want to thank you for listening to The Empowered Entrepreneur on PWE Empowerment Radio. Connect with me. on Facebook, Twitter, Professional Women Entrepreneurs. There are women in there that will encourage you if you need somebody to talk to. Who are you talking to? What are you doing? And what are you seeing? And this is something, especially if you are a parent and you're doing an entrepreneurship, or you're doing your business, you're doing your direct sales business, you're doing anything. Those three things, when your children see you doing those three things, they will pick that up. They will start to do those three things as well. And even if you don't say it to them that that's what they're doing, even if you don't say it out your mouth that that's what you're doing, they will still pick it up. Imagine what would happen if your children went to school, focused on who they're talking to, what they're seeing, and what they're doing. Go ahead. I'll let that marinate for a little bit. I just let it sit right there. Who they're talking to, what they're doing, and what they're seeing. When you think of your business, who are you talking to, what are you doing, and what are you seeing? When you look at your goals, your attainable goals, your everyday goals, your weekly goals, who are you talking to, what are you doing, and what are you seeing? I want you to keep those three things in the forefront of your mind at all times. Do you have vision boards on your wall? I know I have vision boards throughout the living room. The kids have theirs. I have my own. Do you have your vision boards? And even better, are you going back to your vision boards and marking off what you've accomplished? Are you looking at your vision boards and saying, I've done this, I've done that, I haven't done this yet, but I'm close to it. I've accomplished this, I've accomplished that. Are you even doing a vision board? I encourage everybody, whether you have a business or not, whether you're about to start a business or your business is already going, do a vision board. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in just this year, for the rest of the year? We're already in July. We have 5 more months before the end of the school year. Before the end of the year, and it will be 2016. What have you accomplished so far? What have you done? What have you seen? And who have you talked to? Just with the first couple months, halfway through the year, what have you done? Who have you talked to? And what have you seen? Have you accomplished any goals so far this year? Did you know that you needed to set goals to accomplish? Or were you just, I don't want to say tripping along, but just kind of dragging your feet? Were you just kind of smelling the roses and making your way up as you go along, making up the journey as you went along? What's your focal point? What are you focused on? Who are you focused on? There are so many times, I think it was Lisa Nichols who was talking on the Steve Harvey show about how she had hit rock bottom, and that was how she created a new vision for herself. She hit rock bottom. She needed $20 in order to, no, she needed money in order to get diapers for her son. She had to take $20 out at the ATM, and she only had $11 in the ATM. So she couldn't buy diapers for her son and had a towel wrapped around him. That was something she no longer wanted to see. So she saw something else. She started talking to other people. She started reaching out and doing what she needed to do to get to the point where she is now, where she's practically a household name. I don't know if you know who Lisa Nichols is. I just realized that. Look her up. Look her up on YouTube. She does some very powerful messages. and encouragement, and she's a great motivational speaker.
Back on topic.
So, again, look at how far you've come. Look at what you've already done. But going forward, it's what are you doing? Who are you talking to? And what are you looking at? What are you seeing? I want you to focus on those three things. It's very important for your business. I'm quite sure that if you walk into, I won't say Donald Trump because of everything that's going on with somebody else. Let's take Bill Gates instead of Donald Trump. If you walk into Bill Gates' house, I'm quite sure he may not have a vision board, or at least not all throughout his house, but I'm quite sure that he has things that he's looking at for where he wants to go next, for his next venture. He has diagrams or he has notes that he's written out of things that he wants to accomplish. I believe with all my heart that he has inspiring messages throughout his home. It might even be his own messages, but, you know, each his own. What are you looking at? Who are you talking to? And what are you doing? Are you ready? Are you really ready to make this happen? Are you ready? Are you ready to get to that next level? Are you ready to pour into your business like you've been talking about? Are you ready to pour into other people like you've been talking about? Are you ready to step up your game? Are you ready? Are you ready for your business not to just be a part-time business, but to be a full-time business? Are you ready? Are you encouragement to someone? Are you ready? Who are you looking at? What are you looking at? Who are you talking to, and what are you doing? Remember those three things. I thank you again for joining me on The Empowered Entrepreneur with your host, Altavis Pelzer. Connect with me on Facebook, Altavis Pelzer. Also, you can connect with my business, AP Business Consultants. If you have any questions or concerns, anything you want me to talk about, by all means, you can send me a message in my inbox, hit me up on my page. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and all the other ones. So anything you have to ask, by all means. Also, connect with us on PWE Empowerment Radio. We have a group on Facebook where we engage with other people, as well as professional women entrepreneurs, where we engage with each other. We talk about new ideas and bounce ideas off of each other, ask questions, get encouragement from other women in the group. Also, if there's any type of marketing or things that you may need, there's always somebody in the group that does exactly what you need. So take the opportunity this week to look at who, what you're doing and what you're looking at. This is Alpha V signing off, and you have a great week.